bars had just closed. I was standing at an intersection waiting for the light to change. It was a foggy night in the city. The streets were empty and it was late. She appeared out of nowhere, started talking to me as though we were already in the middle of a conversation. I don't think I'd ever seen her before, but the more I listened to her, the more I realized there was something about her I recognized. Then it hit me. Like when you step on a rake and the handle thwaps you right between the eyes. I'd known her before, all right. Only in another place a long, long time ago. Suddenly she was as familiar as an old couch. But she looked like a chaise lounge to me. She was the kind of woman who could lie naked on the beach in Tahiti. All you'd be looking at was the shape of her fawn eyes when she dropped her lids over them. She didn't take my breath away, she put it back. I realized I hadn't been breathing right for a long time. My only thought was she's so beautiful it scares me. But the funny thing is that while I listened to her, I started to remember. Little pictures would drift into my mind. There was a time long, long ago on our own planet, and when we went floating in the wind pools. Just the two of us, looking up at the red moons through the rain. And the time we'd stood in the white cloud tower, our robes blowing in the storm. And we promised to love each other forever and ever. I felt her hand on my arm, and she said, "Where did you go?" Suddenly I remembered that horrendous battle at Andaris when they carried me away in my shield and she was crying. We took off as fast as we could after that. We had to get away from those electric guns. We kept on going. We traveled to San Bartan on the desert planet and hid out. We took all our stuff. For several years we traded stolen water for gold. It was a kind of a life, it had an edge to it, but I got tired of killing informers. Then I got in some real trouble on Seca 5. I strangled the king. They locked me up for the night. And I lost my head in the village square in the morning. We kind of lost touch after that. Although, I thought I saw her playing a cello once a few years later in one of those airtight rooms where they show pictures. But by the time I got there, she was gone. And then during the years and years I was racing in space, I guess I had just forgot about her, although she'd always been a mystery to me. I was so busy traveling from galaxy to galaxy, I had no time for anything else. And then, finally, I came to this planet a few years ago. And if anyone had asked, I would have said I didn't know her. But I'd like to. I would have been telling the truth. But here she was now, standing in front of me. And I remembered our promise. I put my hands on either side of her face and said, "I missed you, girl. It was too long a time to be away. But here we are again. The traffic light has turned green. Shall we cross over to the other side?" She gave me a kiss and said, "Yeah, if we do it together." And we did.